And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Todd Riggs with you as we have the head coach of the boys basketball team, Kayla Gaines. Coach, how are we doing tonight?
Doing great.
Boy, full week of basketball under the belt, kind of extended look at the team, obviously, with the Winter Classic. And then we get to last night with Dodge City. But first, that Winter Classic, man, three games where you guys are just in a battle with Kingfisher, Guymon, and then Clint kind of made it, you know, run at the end, if you will, a little bit. But talk about the team over that. Obviously, Kingfisher, Guymon, two teams that, for the most part, I mean, Guymon seems like always plays as close every time, no matter what. And then Kingfisher, we talk about, you know, with their previous tradition, all those guys maybe did get a ton of varsity time previous years, but they've seen how that works.
Yeah.
Talk about how that tournament went for you, feel like.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, I would have liked to have been in a better place. I really feel like we could have pulled through on the Kingfisher game.
Right.
I feel like we've got what it takes to get that win as far as our talent and our potential goes. The thing I feel like we're lacking on finishing these games out is just that knowledge on how to finish that game
right.
with the wins and doing those little things at the end that make the big difference, like finishing our free throws, not turning the ball over, those things that just, you know, they make a big, big difference, especially in the end of the game whenever it's a tight game. So I feel like if we get that fixed and we get those things executed, we should start seeing, hopefully, a win at the end of those tight games.
Well, and, you know, you guys get into the spots where you, things are going well, you're executing, you're building those leads. Yet, like you said, you know, these guys are just still trying to figure out how to win. They maybe, you know, haven't been in a lot of those situations, at least on the varsity level. How do you try to bring that along from a coach perspective? Is it just simply, like I said a second ago, reminding them of the fundamental things? Is that seems to be what kind of gets lost a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, like, you know, in our game last night against Dodge City, you know, yeah. I feel like we come out and we executed better than what we have been doing
right.
on a lot of things. But then I feel like we get anxious or, I don't know, scared. I don't know. What the right word would be there.
I think you're wrong the lines. Yeah, it's kind of.
And
yeah.
So we kind of start going back to trying to do things on our own. And, you know, and it's a work in progress. And, you know, I'm really proud of the guys. I mean, the one thing that they have done consistently is play hard all the way to the end. And, you know, I can't ask for more than that. And all this other stuff that's going to come, it's just going to take some time.
Well, and one of the guys that was kind of you know, we talked going into the tournament, like, obviously you're still trying to find who's going to step up, maybe be that leader, whether it be from the scoring side of things or whatnot. Carter Reed kind of have a breakout tournament in that sense. It was over 20 points each of those three games. And, you know, got some big buckets we needed, some tough buckets. Obviously, maybe it wasn't all perfect. Had some moments where you're like, wish we had that one back. But just talk about him kind of stepping up a little bit. I know when you get somebody that can do that, that maybe helps things out a little bit to get some confidence with the other guys.
Yeah, I feel like Carter, he's been doing a great job, even in the off season. You know, he's kind of stepped into that leadership role for our team, and I feel like he's doing that for us. And I just, you know, we need other guys to come along with them. You can't win a basketball game with one guy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, once we get all those pieces fixed and figured out on the crew that works the best together when we're out there, you know, I think it'll all come together and blend. But, yeah, I couldn't be more proud of Carter and everything that he's been doing for his team. And I know he's been putting extra time in on working on the free throws and his shots and everything. So.
Definitely. And then we talked to a pair of guys tonight, you know, Connor Price, Gage Hutchins, that both, you know, have kind of seen, I wouldn't say the roles fluctuate, but, you know, they've been called in spots to say, hey, you know, like Gage, you got to be ready to be off the bench, get put in. You may get a few minutes to make that impact, and we're cycling through because obviously your rotation, like I said, you're still working through figuring out the chemistry side. How would you feel like the guys are handling that as far as those guys that are called to do that? You know, whether it be a guy like Connor or Gage, it seems like they've had those moments where, you know, they've stepped up to that plate, if you will, and been able to handle that.
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of Gage. He's the last couple of games, he's had some good games. I think he just kind of got off to a rocky start. You know, what I look for out of him is his defense. He's fast, he's quick, he can get his hands on balls, and you know, every now and then he can pull that three-pointer and get those little jump shots. It was funny. I was just telling him, I was like, you're the only dude that's running the baseline. That's why you're in the game right now.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of why he was out there, was that defensive role for us. You know, I tell him every day, you got to keep working. You got to keep grinding. Don't quit just because you're not where you think you are or you want to be. Don't quit. Keep working and keep grinding, and we'll get it figured out. And, you know, I think that's what he's doing. He's not quitting on me just because, you know, he started one game and then he didn't. And,
right, yeah.
You know, and so I played him JV, but you know what? I feel like that's kind of looked at in a negative way. For me, I look at it as this is opportunity for me to see what Absolutely. These players can do whenever I don't get to see that in a varsity game, so or even in a practice sometimes. So it really gives me a better look at what my players are capable of doing in tough situations.
Well, and, you know, expand on that just touch more, because like I said, I think you're right. A lot of people say, oh, my kid's playing JV, right? There's something wrong. But in reality, you can't replace game reps. I mean, and JV is still
right.
game reps.
Right. Well, and, you know, just going against your own guys in practice all the time
right.
with the same stuff. I mean, you know what's coming. You know what you're going to be doing. So getting those repetitions in a JV game, or, you know, like my freshmen, you know, they
Absolutely.
They go all three ways, some of them. And so I'm looking to grow the program and build it and help these kids learn the game. And that way, as we move forward in the future, we can have the success that we all dream of having.
definitely. And, you know, you touched on Dodge City last night. Kind of someone will talk about that game. Obviously, you've seen some size of Weatherford, right? With their 6'6" guys. Tochi Okoro last night, a little bit different. He's a little bit shorter, about 6'3", but, God, he had some long arms, you
oh,
know,
yeah,
and that really affected things in the paint, the vertical. So how was that a different look that you guys were able to learn from? Because he kind of had, especially in that second half, had some big moments where, you know, a guy like Gage or a guy like Connor, you know, would be trying to get into the paint, and all of a sudden you got those long arms. How do you go back and try to teach those guys from that different look compared to maybe even Weatherford, where they're taller, but I don't think they have that type of reach a lot of them.
Yes, you know, ball fakes. You know,
yeah.
I tell my guys all the time they got to use them more. Ball fakes, get it up, take it under. Those guys, they want to jump out of the gym, so let them jump out of the gym, but don't let them take your ball from you. So that's just, you know, getting back in practice and working on that and getting used to doing it and using it.
Definitely. And looking forward to the last couple of games before the break. Obviously, we've already seen Clinton one time. Elk City, we'll get a look at Saturday, first time of the season for them. What are you wanting to take for your team for these two games and accomplish? Obviously, getting the win, but, you know, what are some of the things you maybe learned from this past week that you say, okay, guys, we need to be able to do this over these two games?
You know, I feel like we are showing some progress each and every game, and so that's really exciting. So as we move forward, I want to continue to see the guys really understand why we're doing what we're doing,
right.
especially offensively. I feel like we're still kind of strung out. And then defensively, just knowing how to get through screens, how to help with that, how to switch. You know, I like man, and so we run a lot of man.
Right.
I don't know if they like it so much, but
it's more running, coach.
Yeah.
It's not zone where you just sit back there.
But, you know, just, you know, learning how to get up those lines. And so, you know, we're going to be getting some film out and watching some film tomorrow and really honing in on those things so they can see for
yeah.
themselves what I'm talking about and hopefully take it out to the court and then get to work on it.
Absolutely. And, of course, going into the winter break, we called a break. You guys, it's a little bit shorter than kind of maybe usually. You get essentially a couple weeks where you're back on the road in Kansas at Liberal just past the start of the new year. But, you know, what are there some of the things you're looking to do over that break, whether it be, you know, like Coach Moore is just talking about kind of keeping fresh, keeping the chemistry. You know, what's something that's a goal for you over that winter break when you get to step back a little bit and kind of look at things from a up-top view?
We're going to take a little bit of a break, not
right.
too much.
Sure.
Don't
Can't
wanna
get
lose,
too rusty.
Don't
no.
want to lose at all.
No.
But we've got a couple of scrimmages. We're going to be going to Visai for a scrimmage, a super scrimmage, and then we'll be having a scrimmage against Chaddock as well over the break. So they're not going to get a lot of days off. They're, you know, we're going to be in the gym grinding, definitely getting up a lot of shots, take that opportunity to where we can have a longer practice so that we can do, especially shooting.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing is us learning how to finish those shots. So we're not going to take too much time off.
Just keep on the grind. So nothing wrong with that, Coach. Well, hey, we thank you for joining us tonight. We look forward to seeing how these two games go before the break and then what improvements you guys can make out of that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And that was head coach Kayla Gaines with the boys squad to wrap up the night. And as we look forward, a couple things to know, of course, we mentioned Saturday, 1 o'clock for Elk City. That game will be on Z92 here. And we'll have Boomer TV back. Dakota, you're going to be joined by Mr. Ron Sutherland stepping in with us one more time.
Good to have him do it again with me a couple more times possibly this season. It's always great to have, you know, Principal Ron on. He has all that basketball knowledge. And he's been he's been calling games for 20-plus years.
He's probably forgot more basketball than we know in sports in general. He does a lot of good work with that. So that'll be Saturday, 1 o'clock, then Tuesday against Clinton. We'll have that. That'll be traditional time, 7 and 8:30. For the Boomers. So with that, we thank Long Shots for being a great host for the Coaches Show, and thank High Plains Tire is where your dollar goes further. They are a sponsor of the Boomer Coaches Show. Everybody, we will catch you Saturday at Boomer Fieldhouse. You've been listening to the Boomer Coaches Show.